I think the referee's going to blow. He's got the whistle there. He's looked at his watch. And what an amazing first leg victory that was. By the way, I'm going to start my review on that with Alisson Becker. Take a bow. I think Arne Slot will go to him and give him a big handshake. He's got a smile on his face. He was magnificent tonight. He pulled off saves from Kvaratskhelia and company time and time again. Liverpool had to defend really well. We did defend well at times. And it was appropriate that Alisson played a part in the winning goal. His clearance forward, Nunez, who came off the bench, making an instant impact, making a nuisance of himself, won the ball, battled. It's a brilliant assist for Harvey Elliott, who'd only just come on for Mo Salah, would you believe? And with his first touch, left-footed, glides the loose ball into the corner of the net. I'll tell you something, that second leg at Anfield is going to be an incredible night already, isn't it? Next week with the fan power as well. This is a massive result. Harvey Elliott, the hero, with Alisson. Paris Saint-Germain 0, Liverpool 1.
Steve Hunter there, wrapping up what was an astonishing night over in Paris as Liverpool overcame the odds to emerge victorious from their last 16 first leg against Paris Saint-Germain with a 1-0 win. I'm Mark Benstead, and in this episode of The Reaction, Arne Slot, Ibu Kanati and the scorer of the decisive goal, Harvey Elliott, reflect on the victory over in the Parc de Princes. To discuss events over in Paris, former Reds Phil Thompson and David Thompson join me in the LFC TV studios. Plus, we got the thoughts of our fan panel as well. Gareth Roberts, Corny Neary and Anthony Smith too from the New South Wales Official Supporters Club. Well, Phil, never in doubt. Nice, comfortable evening for the Reds. Blinking heck.
You missed the gig. You see, we're all happy. The Thompson twins. You missed the line. Listen, it was fantastic. It was hard fought. It was difficult to commentate on. But this is what you have to do at times. You know, I can remember games like that where you've got to dig in. Even Steve was mentioning, even 2001, when you're having to go from all these big games, defended at times. You have to do that. You know, and it was one of those games where you think you haven't even had a shot on target. I don't think, you know, shot off target. But you have to dig deep. You have to have that in you, and you have to have that belief that you might get that one chance. There was a number of occasions that we just chose the wrong ball. But this was all about one person tonight, and that was Alisson. Alisson Becker was just sensational. And it was fitting. He ended up with the ball in his hands, and it was going to be that last kick that finished the game.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it, David? And Tom was right. You know, when you go on a cup run or go to try and win something, it can't always be sparkling, dominating football. There'll be a match or matches along the way where you have to dig in, and that was the case tonight. And it was a match where you had to rely on the goalkeeper, not just for one save, which we've seen him do a couple of times this season and last season, for a series of top draw saves.
Well, absolutely. We were talking in the press room, weren't we, about, you know, when was the last time we seen Alisson's goal pummeled so much, or when he was having to make so many saves, or he's had a man of the match performance. He hasn't really had to this season because no team's been good enough to dominate us. But I mean, we got dominated possession wise we were struggling to get out, and some of the saves were world class, absolutely world class. And contrast that to the other end, Donnarumma's had one save to make, gets his hand on the ball and he can't do it, can't keep it out. So great finish from Darwin, but pure and utter relief from us. But, you know, as Tomo's just said, sometimes you've got to go in and do the hard stuff, the unpretty stuff, and that's what the lads did. They can be really proud of themselves, and even the lads that came off the bench as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you were screaming to get Nunez on because you wanted a bit of physicality up there, didn't you, Tomo?
And then, but there's not many times, is there, where Darwin could come on, there's so much space, so much grass in behind that gives him that opportunity. And he's scrapped for the ball, yeah. He's won the ball, and then his choice. It's quite easy to sit there and say, oh yeah, it was the weight of the pass. Mm-hmm. What helps Harvey put that in. And Mo will have been sitting there on that bench and gone, I could have done that.
I've waited all game for that opportunity.
Absolutely. But listen, people will say we got away with it. And you do, but this is what football's all about. And it's not just Liverpool. We've seen many a game on television where a team has got to hide. and you've had it in you to have that one moment in the game, you have to be ready to take that moment. And it was, we didn't think it was coming. No. And I'd have took nil-nil, but it is half time. This is one of the best teams that I've seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen us get taken apart. For Jürgen's time that he had this season, that has been the best team by far that I've seen.
The strongest team we've faced. And, you know, if you are going to win the Champions League, you're going to have to beat the best along the way. And we've played the best. And, you know, they're in the best form. They've got no injuries. They're at full strength. And they were a difficult side, but, you know, we managed to get the job done. I think a little bit of inexperience has probably just played against them today, because they ran out of legs and then they ran out of ideas a little bit. And I think the frustration got the better of them, which allowed us then to obviously take that one opportunity. Bearing in mind, we had the lowest XG I've ever seen us ever have, which is 0.13. And we had 28% possession. So it looks like a smash and grab, and it was.
Well, it's Paul Mason said a snatch and grab. I don't know where he ever got that from, like, but that was one of his to say.
But you mentioned the stats. It's throwing up stats after defeat sometimes I try and avoid doing. But on a night like this, where it has been so one-sided, yet we've still won, it is worth just illustrating exactly how against the run of things that result is. And just how much hard work has gone into getting out of Dodge, Tom. It's just one of those days where you just, you know, you put your work in, you take your chance, and that's your reward.
Listen, Mark, as we just said, they are a good team. Yeah. You know they are going to have possession. Like, this possession stats has been worse than that in our time. Mm-hmm. You've seen it. We've done well to hang in there, to keep in there. And as a defender, you're saying, I'm enjoying this. You can imagine Ibu and Verge will be going, we've done our bit tonight. We've been up against it, but we've done it. We've dug in. Robbo, Trent, all doing it. And then Endo comes on. He's sort of snatching at things. Gets a great tackle on the halfway line. Great tackle on the byline. Everybody plays the part. Yeah. Harvey does what he does. Darwin does. You can't go through a Champions League run or a Premier League run. Everything is plain sailing. No. Sometimes you have to dig in and you get there was probably one of the greatest hidings we ever got.
Oh,
it was in
say.
The FA Cup final.
I can see where
Arsenal
that was going.
In Cardiff, and we won. And that's what you do. And this is why we're Liverpool, and this is why it happens to Liverpool.
Well, I'll bring our panel in at that point, because for me, watching games like that, and Cardiff's a great example, that was so much sweeter because we didn't deserve it in any shape, size or form. In that day. It Absolutely. Should have been Arsenal's day and it wasn't. But the way it happened made it all the better. The guys watched. I'll go to Courtney first. Did you enjoy that even the more when that goal went in? Just because it did not look, for a month of Sundays, it was ever going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. I think I said to my dad before the game, I was more than happy if we came away with either a 0-0 draw or even possibly a 1-0 defeat, knowing we were coming back to Anfield. And as the game was going on, I was going to my dad, I think we're playing for a draw. There was a few moments like Ali Tam waste, which I don't think I've ever seen Ali Tam waste, but then he goes on to have possibly the game of his career, in my opinion, with the saves that he's made. But yeah, that goal coming from nowhere, Harvey's first touch on the ball, just absolutely ecstatic with it. Like, we go now in with a 1-0 win at Anfield, and PSG have never won at Anfield, I believe, so it's all in our hands now.
And so I'll come to you next and just get your thoughts on watching that game. I don't know about you, I don't want to see Kvaratskhelia ever again, because he's given us a couple of absolute doings in the games he's played against us. Such a difficult player to watch your team have to defend against.
I'm glad you attempted the name and not me. I was gutted he had a really good game. I think all the way through that, it started to feel more and more like the performance against City, where we just had the legs. And you could just tell that kind of last 10 of the game where we looked like the team that had the legs, and the sucker punch from Harvey just knocks it out of them. And that's a big mental thing going into the second leg. I think even 0-0 for PSG would have felt it would have been a good result for them, but they would have felt like they could have got more, and to have to rock up to Anfield 1-0 down is a big mental barrier for them now. So yeah, great result.
Gareth, bring you in next. Phil mentioned at the top of this, you know, tonight was about one man. It was Ali Becker. Just the performance level. We were chatting about it, watching myself and David, thinking back to the last Champions League win, his performance against Napoli. Not quite the same, but just how pivotal it was ultimately to get into the final and being successful. Do you start to think, hold on a minute, that could be an omen for what could come?
Absolutely, you think that. I mean, and you're right, I thought the same. You know, that big save in that game against Napoli, this was very similar in that it was save after save. And you're watching it just thinking, could they nick one? Could they nick one? There's a couple of times we got through and then there wasn't quite the final ball or there was a bit of a miscontrol. But I think as the game went on, and you know, Dave mentioned it before, that you just started to see their legs go. You could see that they were starting to shoot from distance rather than trying to work something better than that. And as it was creeping on, you were thinking, we might just get one chance and it might just involve Darwin. I don't know, there's just something about that man, isn't there, where one way or another he involves himself in games. And look, the way that's gone, I think things thrown at televisions across the land, across Europe after that, all the people who don't like Liverpool will go, Liverpool are doing a Liverpool again here. Liverpool could win this thing. And, you know, Paris will not fancy the second leg, as Courtney mentioned before. Anfield will be rocking. And I think, you know, the only thing I'm gutted about is that I'm not in Paris. Because what a party it'll be in Paris tonight for the Liverpool fans. To win in that manner is the best way to win a football match, especially in Europe, I think. Because imagine the belief now. The belief will be there for the fans, but the belief must be there for the players. It must be, you know, in the Liverpool changing room right now, what must it be like? And the smile I just saw on Harvey Elliott's face, you know, on TV just before we started talking as well. It's brilliant that he's had the moments, because I think he's had a tough season. People have been writing him off. And there he is, first touch in the game, and it's in the back of the net. Brilliant.
Don't you feel, Gareth, that, as you said, just picking up on it, we had quite a few counter-attacks. We just
little
never
moments,
got it
yeah.
right. You just felt we'd get this ball right. There was a couple in the first half. There was certainly a couple in the second half. It was one of the down things on those attacking players, that the choice of pass. And it was there a couple of times tonight.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just got it wrong. And he had that one where he could have passed it. He had so much grass to patch the ball in, and it didn't. So just that we have to sharpen up on, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. There was just little bits, wasn't there? And as you say, it was either dallying on the ball or a bit of miscontrol or not quite the pass that was needed. But you could see it. You know, you could see it unfolding. You're just thinking, if there's just a little bit of quality from us, we could get a chance. Because it was risky what PSG was doing, wasn't it? You know, like, they were sort of going man for man, pressing us really high up the pitch. And we know from the Jurgen Klopp days that if you do that, there's the possibility that the other team gets in behind you. And that's what happened in the end. So, you know, we can all sit there and laugh probably at the stats and say, we absolutely do not deserve it. But they didn't shut the door at the back. They left it open. And, you know, and Darwin and Elliot ran through it at the end. Brilliantly so.
David, Gareth mentioned a few moments ago just the idea of what next week will be like, the atmosphere at Anfield, the belief they'll be within the group. But I think what tonight will also have done will have sharpened everyone to the fact it needs to be a great atmosphere, because this PSG team are decent and the place will be raw, because it will be absolutely bouncing come next midweek.
Well, yeah, there'll be obviously we've got the 1-0 lead. There'll be the expectation that they'll be coming to an intimidating atmosphere, and I'm sure they will. But there's two ways to look at this. They're a young side. They could come there without fear, with nothing to lose, the 1-0 down, and just go and play exactly like they have done today. You know, and Alisson's going to have another good game if that's going to be the case. But I don't expect him to be as dominant at Anfield as they were today. But, you know, make no bones about it. I think we've just beat the best team in the competition.
How will that dressing room be feeling, the Paris dressing room? Now the guys touched on it. That will be a body blow for them to try and recover from.
Listen, it's quite easy. Luis Enrique can say all he wants to his players and how well you've played. He'll go through all that, and he's absolutely quite right. They'll all be gone. We've got to go to Anfield 1-0 down. No matter what he says and how he tries to sort of to flag it, to blag it, that, listen, we've got, these are a good team. This is not over. And I think that's why we're talking about Anfield needs to be rocking, because this game's not over. These are a good side. You know, there was Kvaratskhelia, whatever his name is. I've struggled saying it all night in the commentary with Steve Hunter. Oh, my God. I don't say, if I had cartilages, mine had been coming out. Yeah. Him and Dembele, the way they run up. Barcola was probably had an off night tonight, but the three, those three up front, the way they glide past people.
They're so unorthodox.
And the three in midfield, Dave, they're lending the ball to each other and they're moving it around. They're taking the time. Very much City in the heyday. Last season, the seasons before, it was like that. They moved the ball so quickly, but they can be patient as well. This is going to be massive. We still need the fans next week. We've got to treat this like it's nil-nil.
It'll be fascinating to see how Paris do try and put this behind them and kind of go again and focus on all those positives that they could look at for 89% of that game. But it has that kind of feel of a Rocky film. You know, I remember speaking, you know, Jürgen, one of his favourite films, Rocky IV. It's like Rocky IV. Ivan Drago's battering Rocky. He's like a piece of steel. He's not going down. And that was what Liverpool are like tonight. And he still gets back and gets the win. And that's the kind of the reality they'll need to try and cope with for next Wednesday.
Yeah, and it was actually scary watching the game, wasn't it? Because every time they went forward, you just thought something can happen. They can create something. But, next week's it's going to be an unbelievable night for Liverpool.
We won't be as poor in possession.
No.
Of what we've done tonight, and that's one
of
the big.
Well, we know more about them now, don't we?
Yeah, and it is, and it's times a lot as good as they were. We were poor at times in the attacking phases of our game, our choice of pass, way to pass. We kept going down at dark alleys, and I just think we won't be like that next week at Anfield. So we'll have more possession, we'll have more chances, and those ones which we didn't make the pass, I'm quite sure we're going to get them right next week.
We will be better. We will know more about them. But we kind of knew what to expect from Kvaratskhelia already.
Yeah.
How do you stop him? What's the best way to defend against a player like that who's got such good close control, such kind of dynamic movement around the edge of a box?
Well, it's impossible to defend against players like that. But the way to defend against it is to stop them having the ball. So, for a start, we need to have better ball possession, you know, and try and block them out. But we knew what to expect from them. You knew what you were going to get from Kvaratskhelia. We knew what we were going to get from Dembele. Yeah, I got it out there. stumbled upon it. But I think what impressed me most today about PSG was their pressing and their counter-pressing was relentless. I mean, I've never seen our lads so flustered before. And we are a good possession-based team, but they were really flustered. So, yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see whether they set the stall out and try that again. Because we'll be a little bit wiser and, like Tomo's just said, a little bit more composed. And when we do get them opportunities, it's going to be a different kettle of fish at Anfield.
I get various bits of information fed to me through the course of these shows. I've had a new one tonight. Our producer just informed me that Anfield is 4 metres narrower than the Parc des Princes. So he feels that will help condense things for next week. I'm just going to throw that out to the team here.
I was just going to mention it myself, Mark.
I was going to say you.
It is. This pitch was massive tonight, and they utilised that. When you have that formation that they do with those wide men, they're giving the ball. And even when they went inside, the fullbacks were powering on. And it's a big pitch to do what you do. And the parameters of it, you get used to it. They were more used to it than what we were. And you could see that in the... Because like when we were getting it, I was a bit like you, Dave. I was thinking, surely they've got to start slowing down soon. Yeah. But they were still going high press all the time, even on Ibu or Verge. It was relentless.
Well, João Neves and Fabian Ruiz, at half-time, they covered 6.5K at half-time. So if you try to double that, it takes it, you know...
I thought you meant at half-time. I thought that is impressive. Around the dressing room doing laps.
Yeah. Kept going.
But on a serious note, in terms of the pitch and the use of space, just before we go to the break, it's something you quickly picked on, Dave, when we were watching it, is the way they were lulling us in and then that big switch of play to make the most of the wide players and isolate guys.
Well, you've just hit the nail on the head there, Tomo. You know, it's a huge pitch and they're used to it. So what they do is they try to create overloads. They try to play through the thirds, create overloads one side, and then they hit that big switch. And it's a 1v1 situation and they're lethal. Mm. Absolutely lethal.
I think credit to some of the midfield players who got back to help Robbo and Trent tonight doubling up. Ryan Gravenberch in particular, the times that he got over to that right-hand side and to make it him and Ibu ready to cover, thought he did it very well. And to say Mo and Robbo on that side.
I was worried at one stage, though, the tackle from Trent. Thought if he mistimes that tackle on Kvaratskhelia.
It was a brilliantly timed
tackle, because I'm thinking, please don't dive
in.
Did you see what he did as well?
Because I'm watching it. He throws his leg into Trent. He throws these fellas who, when they're in full pelt, and they can still think about sort of faking it, and he's thrown his leg in, but Trent still got the ball and knocked it out.
Yeah, good shift from Trent tonight. I think he and Robbo will sleep well this evening. I think they'll be changing the full-back areas for Southampton at the weekend. We'll discuss that later in the programme. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll get more from our fan panel, and we'll get some reaction over in Paris, which has been a great result for the Reds. A 1-0 victory over PSG has them in the box seat ahead of the second leg at Anfield next week. We'll be back soon.
On Friday, 14th of March, Liverpool FC Women take on Manchester United in the Barclays Women's Super League at Anfield. Tickets are on sale now, £10 for adults and £4 for juniors. Available on liverpoolfc.com/women. That's the LFC Women versus Manchester United, Friday the 14th of March at Anfield.
Harvey Elliott, the hero for Liverpool this evening. His fourth goal of the season, his third in this year's Champions League. Was the difference over in Paris? A 1-0 victory for the Reds. Okay, let's go and hear from one of his teammates now and get some thoughts from Liverpool dressing room on the experience of this evening's game. Ibu Kanati is with our man Rob Jones.
Well, Ibu, what a game. Are you amazed, surprised that you're going away with a 1-0 win from that?
Surprise, not really, because we knew PSG, it's a great team, maybe one of the best in Europe, and we know today they will have the ball more than us. We knew this already, and we know this game, it's just about details, and at the end we go with 1-0, and I think this is great, but we have to be away and focus as well when we will play at home, because we know they have a lot of quality, and yes, but first be focused on the game on Saturday. Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday. And after we can think about the game at home. Yeah.
Is it quite difficult when, for so much of the season, you're the team that has much of the ball, controls the game, that you have to get used to sitting off and playing with the other team having more of the possession?
Yes, like I said, sometimes in Champions League is like that. We saw a great team. Sometimes they open and dominate the game. But at the end, we just remember who won the game, you know. And today, okay, we suffer a little bit, but we had to accept to make effort all together. We run until the end, and that's why at the end we score, and we are very happy.
Have you ever seen a better goalkeeping performance than Ali's tonight?
Ooh la 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 la. I try to think, but I don't think so. No, thank you, Ali, today. He had a very great night, and I hope we will have this Ali until the end of the season.
It's been said a lot of times that this is a squad game, that it's not just 11 players week on week who go out and do the business. And tonight, Harvey comes on, scores with his first touch, and Darwin, as well, who's just come off the bench, has a big hand in the goal as well.
Yeah, for sure. And this is very important. We need everyone until the end of the season. We know some players don't play a lot, and this is sometimes difficult, but like today, we need everyone, and that's why we have to say great job and thank you to them, because even if they didn't play the last few games, they're still focused, and when they came in, they just score. And Darwin, I'm very happy for him as well, because we can remember the game against Aston Villa. So many people criticized him because he missed a big opportunity, and today he came in, and because of him we won, and Javi as well. And yes, it's great for us.
Has the message already been spread across the players that, as you just said, the job isn't done, and you were put under a lot of pressure tonight, and they're capable of doing the same even though they're away from home next week?
Yeah, for sure. No, the job is not done. It did nothing happened. I think for me, the most important game will be at home. And in this day, we have to make the job.
Just finally then, it's a city you know so well. Is it always special playing a game in Paris, the place where you grew up?
Yeah, for sure. It's very special. I had the opportunity to play with Liverpool as well in final Champions League. We didn't win, but today was more special because we play against PSG. And all of my friends was there. And they was with our fans, and I'm very happy. And Yes, let's go again.
Well done.
I'm going to gloss over the fact he did a spectacularly French ooh-la-la-la-la-la in the middle of that interview and focus on some of the very sensible things he said. He picked out the squad involvement again. It's been a consistent theme through the course of the season. I'll bring our panel back in and just get your thoughts on that. I'll go to you, first of all, Anthony. Just the fact that, again, players are stepping up and playing key roles coming off the bench. We mentioned Harvey Elliott with a goal, mentioned Darwin Núñez. We also have Wataru Endo, who again came on and played a really important role for the last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Ibu kind of alluded to Núñez, especially Núñez and Harvey have been a little bit on the periphery in the last few weeks, and you start to get the feeling of, you know, does the slot fancy them? Are they going to have much of an involvement in the running? And I think being able to bring them on in that, like, late on today, I think Núñez especially, to have a target man. We, from really early on, we were going long with not a particularly, you know, big presence up top to be holding the ball up. So I think later on in the game there, where we were able to sort of get it into Núñez, and the unselfishness of the assist for Harvey is brilliant. And yeah, I think Gareth alluded to it earlier. You know, Harvey, yeah, is one of those players that, you know, you forget how many games he's actually played for the club at his age. But the calmness with his first touch of the game to score was, yeah. It's so good to have those options off the bench. And Endo just seems to be that calming presence that we, you know, very James Milner-like at the back end of his career for us, where he was brought on to do a job in that kind of last 10, 15, 20 minutes to just, you know, calm things down in midfield, get a foot in, just calm things down, yeah.
Courtney, I'll come to you next and just pick up on Darwin Núñez. I just wonder if there's a lesson for everyone off the back of this game, you know, and something Ibu spoke about there. You know, some people did jump on him off the back of the Villa game and the chance he didn't take. And he's a bit of an easy target in some ways. For whatever reason, he gets a lot of flack. But a reminder there to stick with these guys if they do have an off game or do not quite deliver, because at some point down the season, you might need them and they might step up. And he's done it a few times, not just this campaign, but also, you know, last season as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think Núñez especially seems to get quite a bit of it. And even if you look back at last season, I remember before the Newcastle game, he was already receiving it then. And short memories in football sometimes, but he comes on and he scores the two goals there. And then you look at him tonight, comes on and has a brilliant performance when he comes on, setting up the goal. And it's one of those things I always say, stick with the players, let them, like, prove themselves to you. There's no need to be, like, having a go at them or sort of, like, disbelief in them, because if you remember back to certain games, you can see how good they can be. And sometimes you just need a little bit of time to get that. But yeah, I think tonight, hopefully it's a massive boost in confidence for him, and sort of, as well, he sees all the love that everyone's given them.
Do you think they feel the trust of the manager, of Arne, to bring them on at such a point in a game? You've got to feel good. You know, for all what might have happened at Villa Park, you'll have to feel, you'll put me on this pitch. Mm-hmm. You have faith in me, Endo, and Harvey Elliott. And they come on to deliver. And I think that is where the trust is in the manager.
Yeah, definitely. It's such a massive game as well for them, especially Harvey as well. You're looking at Harvey, obviously, there's a lot of rumours flying around on who's leaving at the end of the season and what. And I think Harvey's made it very clear that he wants to stay. And I think tonight he's had the chance to prove himself. And seeing that slot has got the faith in him to come on in such a big game and get such a big goal.
Gareth, I'll go to you. Just speak about the manager's role within that, managing the players and the way he's using them like that. Because again, as Tomo says, there's got to be a trust there and a respect there if you are going to come on and play like that. But also in the way he's evolved the team. We spoke about a lot pre-match tonight. The fact that this Liverpool team can, when they need to, defend. For all the good attacking football there's been, there's a resilience, a grit to this team at times.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that you know, going into this game, I always thought it was going to be a very difficult game. You know, PSG, the form team in Europe, and that's their first defeat in 22 games. So I think we all expected it was going to be tough. And the thing that sort of made me think we can go there and grind it out is the way we played that Man City away. Because I thought that was a very European performance, albeit it was only the other end of the M62. You know, we dug in that day. You know, you had Mo Salah, you know, dropping back almost into full-back position at times. We worked really hard. We were really compact. And then we broke out and we got the victory. So I kind of felt like that could be a pattern for tonight. You know, because that's what you... It's the classic European performance thing, isn't it? It's, you know, going quiet in the crowd, all of that kind of thing. I mean, it was a bit too extreme for me tonight. It was because we didn't really quiet in the crowd because they were all over his first half. He continued to be all over us into the second half. But ultimately, it's worked. We've relied on a couple of squad players there. And as you say, you know, it was the epitome of grit, really, wasn't it, to come through it in the way that he did. And now, you know, hopefully an easier test in terms of Southampton at Anfield at the weekend. But then the second leg with PSG again. And I agree with what Dave said before. I can imagine that drop up and probably try and do something similar. So that's up to us then as fans to try and make Anfield as intimidating as possible. And we know it can be. And there's plenty of big sides that have come to Anfield and cracked. You know, Borussia Dortmund did under Klopp. I think Real Madrid did this season to an extent as well. The atmosphere was good that night. So we can do it. The atmosphere at Anfield isn't a myth or anything like that. We can turn it on, certainly for European nights. But let's see how they get on in that atmosphere. I think we've got to go into the game now favourites. But we might have to show a bit of grit again. But we know it's there, and we know it's there in bucket loads after what we've seen tonight.
Yeah, it is a great quality to have in a squad. I really hope, though, we don't have to have too many more games this season. We have to show quite that much grit, because that's a lot of grit. OK, let's pause things in the studio and get back over to Paris now. Rob now is with the Liverpool manager, Arne Slot.
You were under the pump tonight, perhaps more than you ever have been as Liverpool's head coach. So how satisfying is it to take an advantage back to Anfield next week?
Very, very. It wasn't the first time. I think City away was a similar game where we had to defend a lot. Probably at City we didn't give away that many chances as we did over here, although the biggest chances were mainly the first half. Second half there were shots from outside the box, and that is then also mainly their quality that they can make these shots out of it. And it's our quality that we have Alisson that saves them all.
Just give us some sort of perspective on that performance then from your goalkeeper tonight. I asked Ibu whether it was the best he'd ever seen from a keeper. Your experience in football is a little greater than Ibu's. What do you think?
Yeah, it was an incredible performance from a goalkeeper that I've managed, but that's quite normal because I'm now managing the best goalkeeper in the world. So then sometimes, if needed, he needs to show as well that he's the best goalkeeper in the world. And the good thing is now that we also have the best fans in the world, and we are going to need them in a week, but definitely also against Southampton, because I hope everyone that is going to go to the stadium on Saturday saw how hard these players had to work and how much we're going to need them in the upcoming two home games to get the results the fans want and we want as well.
The other thing you're going to need for 2 months is the whole of your squad and a big impact off the bench tonight. Harvey gets the winner, Darwin's involved. Lest we forget that big block from Wata as well at the end. What was the key messages for all of the subs coming on tonight?
I think they saw what I saw and that we had to defend a lot. So it's not a moment where you have to put your ego first. So to think, oh, I'm going to do all kind of creative things. No, it's first of all, work as hard as you can to help the team to get the result over the line. And with a 0-0, I think we would have been lucky already. And it's sometimes a difficult time. So Darwin had a difficult time after Wolves and after Villa. But it's also the life of a number nine. You can go from zero to hero in a few days. And yeah, Wata is known now, I think. He always, when he comes in, does everything for the team. But I have to give a lot of credit to Harvey as well, because I haven't used him a lot. He has every reason to be frustrated because he's a very good player, but haven't used him a lot. And then he comes in only 5 minutes, so you can go in like, only 5 minutes for me. But no, he came in as a team player and even scored the winning goal. So happy for him, because we need everyone, and it's good to see that they are still involved, all of them.
Congratulations, well done.
Yeah, the squad stepping up once again. I want to go back to earlier in that interview, Phil, and just talk about Alisson in a little bit more detail. Just pull up some of the numbers from tonight. 9 saves against PSG, his joint most in a Champions League game. He kept out a PSG side who'd scored 40 goals in their previous 10 matches. also means now he's kept more Champions League clean sheets for Liverpool than any other goalkeeper in the Champions League era, obviously. Put into context his performance tonight, but also his overall contribution to the club.
It's quite phenomenal what he's done in his time at the football club. And I think it all coming, he's getting a bit older. He's getting a bit wiser. His positional play is just like, we're not goalkeepers by any means, but you see him the way... And throughout all those great saves, probably one of his better ones was when he puts all the weight on his left foot and he gets down in the first half and he saves it with the right hand, which took a deflection.
Really strong right hand as well.
Oh, a number of times he pushed things away, which a lot of goalkeepers don't. Say Donnarumma, he's only had one save to me and he doesn't make it. Yeah. This is the essence of a top keeper. He is the best in the world. And he knew, you know it, when you've come off the pitch, him and Virgil and Ibu as the main defenders, they knew. You could see the smile on the faces. We've done it tonight. But they know it, they've got a lot more to do. But there's no reason why you shouldn't take that as a wonderful badge of honour from what you've just done today. And what Ali done then was one of the top goalkeeping performances I've ever seen. Never mind the Champions League, in league games. There's nothing short of sensational what he has done tonight.
Mark, you made the point earlier on about the save a few years back against Napoli when that qualified us out the group stages. You forget the season before he actually got us Champions League qualification with the goal at West Brom. Mm-hmm. So his contribution to this football club is phenomenal. Some of the saves he's made prove that he is the best in the world because he's done them consistently. And I'm sure if we had David James here as well, he would say the same thing and he would back that up. The guy is, without doubt, the best goalkeeper in the world.
Going back a couple of years ago, I remember sort of doing a lot of games. He was man of the match every week. Mm. Teams were breaking our line, getting through, and he was making saves galore. Not as many as tonight, but he was our man of the match. And sometimes the football club, you should not have your goalkeeper being man of the match most weeks. But that was his... And now what makes you, apart from him, is you can make saves when you don't have too much to do. Mm. Tonight he's had lots to do, but he's done, like as David said there, he has done things which you go in last minute. And that Napoli one will always come, which we will always love him for. But tonight could go down as one of those nights. Yeah. If we get to win this trophy, if we get through to the final, we should always remember this game.
Yeah, context is everything. And if we do go away to the final,
Absolutely. That
will be a pivotal moment.
That's where the greatness comes. Yeah.
Just on why he's so good, is it because his overall quality in goals is good? It's not just he's a good shot stopper. It's not good just because he's a good commanding goalkeeper in the air. He does everything so well. Is that what makes him so difficult to beat?
It's not just his shot stopping, even though his shot stopping is probably his biggest asset. The way he closes down the space, the way he closes the angles. But Tomo alluded to it then, you know, it's the way he pushes the ball out into undangerous spaces. He's not pushing it back into a crowded space where they can get deflections. He's pushing it into uncrowded areas. And to do that, but not only that, his leadership on the pitch, the lads are so confident in him. His composure when he's on the ball, it's the whole package. I mean, he's a diamond of a character as well. He's a leader in the dressing room. Everybody loves him, everybody looks up to him. So, for me, it is without doubt the best goalkeeper in the world.
Is there such a thing as a pre-assist?
Pre-assist, yeah.
There is. Because it is long ball to Darwin, which he scraps for and wins it and lays it on, that it's on. That's another thing to his game. What he's so good at, some of them when he volleys it.
Oh, he's so accurate with that, isn't
so
he? I didn't
good,
even
yeah.
say that.
After that performance tonight, if Alisson wants a pre-assist, he can have a pre-assist.
He can have it.
Ange
Postecoglou would disagree with you.
what a performance, what a player. Okay, time for our final break. More from the boys in the studio to come, and more reaction as well to what happened over in Paris tonight as Liverpool put one foot, just about, in the next round of the Champions League. Back soon. We'll be right back.
Just a quick break in today's show to let you know that LFC TV Go is now available as a smart TV app on Amazon Fire TV, Android TV and Roku TV. You can watch all the latest on-demand and live content directly through your smart TV, whether that's full-match replays, post-match analysis, exclusive interviews or original documentaries that delve into the club's rich history and achievements. Simply download from your TV's app store, log in with your registered user details and get easy access to everything LFC. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the final part of this show. Let's head back over to Paris one final time on here from the match winner. Harvey Elliott now is with Rob.
Well, Harvey's first touches go, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was all right. It's a strange opportunity. You know, you don't really think about scoring on your first touch. But, you know, it just fell perfectly for me with a great pass from Darwin. And it was just about me to, you know, supply the finish. And tonight, luckily it did.
Maybe a weird question there, but is it strange sort of shooting with your first touch of the ball when you haven't had a chance to get a feel of it, get up to the pace of the game? Can it be quite difficult to control the ball so well first up?
I mean, for me, that was the first ever opportunity in time that's happened, and I felt like it was the easiest. Just because you don't really think too much, it's just about, you know, making sure you get a good connection. You know, most importantly, get it on target. And you know, I just tried to aim low and in the bottom corner when, you know, I saw the keeper come across, and you know, although he got a hand, luckily it went in.
What were the manager's messages to you, and was there a feeling amongst the subs that a chance might come because you'd been backs to the wall for so much of the game?
It was just more about not really conceding, to be honest, because, you know, if you don't concede, then you don't lose the game. And you know, if the opportunity came, it's just down to us to take it. But most importantly, we just had to defend. You know, there was talks amongst the bench of, you know, just us defending with our lives and, you know, hoping we get one chance. We already knew that it was going to be a really tough game because of the quality that they have, especially here at this stadium. But I think it just showed the resilience of us as a team and as a club, you know, to fight to the very end. And, you know, I think we got our reward in the end.
The manager's just said to us, you have every right to be frustrated. You've not had as many minutes as perhaps you deserve. For you, is it a case of channeling any frustration and saying, I'm going to make every minute I get on the pitch count?
I think I need to, you know, use that frustration and turn it into motivation. You know, nights like tonight, you know, I always want to play Champions League football. But, you know, for me, it's not about being frustrated so everyone can see. It's just about making sure that I'm here and ready for the team. You know, although I played 5 minutes, I still had that mentality of wanting to help the team as much as possible. And you never know what's going to happen in football. You just need little moments, and you know, that's when your confidence can, you know, become bigger and better, and hopefully more and more opportunities come. But you know, it's just down to me putting in the work in the training ground and, you know, working as hard as I can on the pitch to try and get as many opportunities as I can. But, you know, the manager has his decisions, he has his tactics, and you need to respect that as a player. You know, we're in a great position, and I can't really complain, to be honest.
Talking of being in a great position, let's just finish with a word on the goalkeeper then, because he's quite good, isn't he?
Well, I mean, I'm running out of words to describe him, to be honest. You know, he's the best in the world, and that's all I can say. You know, each and every game he shows why, and I think because everyone's so used to the amount of saves and amazing saves he made, you know, it goes under the radar. But, you know, without Alisson, I don't think we'd be anywhere near where we are this season. But, you know, it's credit to him, and it's credit to Liverpool, and hopefully we can just keep him for a few more years. That'll be nice.
Brilliant contributions, like, well done.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Harvey Elliott, the match winner tonight. Always great to see his enthusiasm for playing for this football club and being part of this team every time we hear from him. Couldn't really get two more extreme matches for Liverpool. The dominance of PSG and their brilliance to Southampton this weekend. So what I'm going to put to our fan panel with our last visit to them is this question. I'm going to go to you first, guys. I'm going to go and speak to Gareth first and say, Gareth, OK, with the importance of this PSG game to come, and given how big the lead is at the top,
And given how poor Southampton are, would you field an FA Cup type Plymouth team in this game or still go big?
Still going big-ish, because there's an opportunity there to go 16 points clear at the top of the league, because we played before
just
Arsenal,
being greedy,
of course,
now,
they'll be there. That they're playing on Sunday, get greedy. Yeah. But I just want to, you know, I'm going to the game myself. I'll be there, and I want to see us win. And you know, Southampton, I think, have only won one on the road in the Premier League this season. We've been brilliant at home, so you'd expect us to win. But I want to keep the momentum going, and I don't want to sort of disrupt that in any way. I'd expect them to make some changes, because it got mentioned before, an absolute shift put in tonight, particularly by the lads at the back. So you'd expect one or two changes, maybe Simakas coming in at fullback and things like that. But not dropping down to that FA Cup team. I don't think we can do that. I just don't think we should do that. I want it wrapped up. I want to do the thing of celebrating the title twice. So I want to celebrate when Arsenal can't catch us anymore, and then I want to celebrate when the actual trophy's in the ground. But I'm still touching wood, and I'm still doing all the things you're meant to do, because it's not won yet, is it? So let's get it won.
When do you expect us to win it then, Gaz?
I mean, it's hard to say, isn't it? Because we don't know what Arsenal are going to do we? So I think go to the game when we play them. I think that's where it's going to end up if they keep winning and we keep winning. But we'll see. I mean, you know, they've gone and scored 7 there, haven't they? But up until that point, they were struggling to score. So we'll see what they do. Man United at the weekend, isn't it? They're not great, obviously. But they do seem to semi-get up for bigger games, so who knows? So it could be before that game, and then maybe we'll get a guard of honour off Arsenal.
Let's bring in Anthony here and get his thoughts. What about yourself? What about your thoughts for this weekend? Do you see any danger in Southampton? You know, they're on, 9 points so far? They've got Derby's 11-point lowest ever Premier League tally record in their sights.
I think we all know the Premier League enough to know that every team can get a result. And I think Arne Slot kind of alluded to it a little bit with his call to arms for the crowd on Saturday as well. I think he's going to do a bit of rotation. But you've got a scenario there where Curtis has only come on for the last 10, 15. Harvey might start. It wouldn't surprise me if Nunes starts. But I think Gareth's right. I think you're probably not going to tinker too much from the core team. And really, the momentum's with us still in the league. And I know it's 13 clear, but Gareth's right. If you make it 16, Arsenal's next two, United and Chelsea, anything can happen. And I think if we take our foot off the throat, that's when, you know, those momentum shifts can start. So the old analogy of next game, take every game as it comes. I think the focus should be on Southampton, get the three wrapped up, and then turn our attention to PSG.
Courtney, final word to you from our fan panel then, in terms of any change that might be made if the manager thinks about it. Is it give Harvey Elliott a reward given what he did tonight? Is it give Darwin a start to reward him for what he did this evening?
I wouldn't be surprised to see them start. For me, though, I'm the same as Ant and Gareth, like, go as strong as you can. I don't know if that's because I was at the Southampton away game and I remember the stress of that game and I'm thinking just get the win. But for me, I'd expect to maybe see Simakas and Curtis Jones start and then see where we are at half-time sort of thing and assess then who's to come on, who's to come off. But yeah, I'm always one of those, take each game as it comes, and also always nervous before any game when winning a title race. So I'm one of those, I'm not yet saying it's going to happen. So I'm like, go as strong as we can.
Well, Phil, that's a really good point, because curiously, that was one of Southampton's best performances of the season, the game against us in the league down at St Mary's.
Because it caused us all sorts of problems. We went at it in the game and we nearly come unstuck. So I would think, I'm listening to all the guys and I'm there with them. I think we've got to get this. I want this Premier League more than anything. And I do. And so this is so important. As Gareth said, the 16 points, but I think as they do, they assess them, they have a look at the minutes. Start, and you've got 5 subs nowadays. And I think that is one of the big things which Arna will be looking at. They'll see what the stats are and all that, the red zones or whatever they talk mm-hmm. about. Play your red, but have the cavalry. Not like Plymouth, have the cavalry on the bench if you need them.
Yeah, and momentum is a big thing, isn't it, David? You know, you don't want to give any reason for you to lose that kind of belief or confidence going into next week or in the title race.
I think if I'm a first team player there, if I'm Gravenberch or McAllister or Bosley, I want to play on Saturday. I want to put the league to bed. And then I want to concentrate on the Wednesday and want to go again. I think when you're winning matches, you know, and you, especially like if you're dominating matches like I think we will do on Saturday, you want to be in them games. I know Mo Salah won't want to be dropped. He won't want to sit on the bench and watch someone else come in and score
it's
a couple
all right
of
for
goals.
PSG, isn't it? They won the league in New Year's Day. And they've not got anything to worry about. So they can rest everybody. It doesn't matter to them. But we've got things to do.
Yeah, work to be done. And guys, thank you for your company once again. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks to the fan panel as well. We'll let you guys go away and plot when Liverpool can win the league and all your war planners. Guys, put the work in to try and plot it out. Next up for us is a huge game. They all are huge games at the moment. It comes on Saturday. It comes in the Premier League. It is Liverpool against Southampton. The Reds look to extend the lead at the top of the table. Join us at 1:45 for all the build-up to that one, live from Anfield. Tonight it was job done in the French capital. Never in doubt, was it? Not for a second. Kvaratskhelia who? Goodbye. That is it from the reaction. We'll be back on Saturday with more analysis and exclusive interviews as Liverpool take on Southampton at Anfield in another important fixture in the Premier League. Until then, if you haven't already, then please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. Goodbye.